Hello and welcome to a new edition of Rai Argentina to the World in English. This is the foreign service of Argentina's public national radio, broadcasting from the city of Buenos Aires. I am Fernando Farias and I'm bringing you the weekly half-hour long program of Rai Argentina to the World, a program that, before the COVID-19 pandemic, was a daily program, or Mondays to Fridays. But as the pandemic was declared and as the lockdown restrictions began in Argentina, we started here at Rai Argentina to the World working from home. And that meant doing a weekly program rather than a daily one. We'll be back to that as soon as this crisis is over and we go back to normal, or the new normal, as people are saying. Regardless of this very particular situation that we've been going on for almost 3 months, practically 3 months, we've been very active here at Ryan. We're very happy about all of the stuff we've been doing. Translations, new content, podcasts, new programs. We launched a full new program called Made in Casa. You're familiar with it. We've made 11 of them. It's a multi-language program, 8 languages compressed into an hour with the participation of all of the languages, all of the translators and hosts of Rai Argentina to the World. A program that is uploaded to our website, rai.com.ar, and is also broadcast via WRMI, and is also available on our brand new YouTube channel that you look up as Rai Argentina. That's how you look up for our YouTube channel on YouTube, Rai Argentina. There is content in 8 languages. Me, I have taken part in 2 videos that you can find on YouTube. The first is a recipe of Argentine empanadas that I made here at my home in Buenos Aires, in the neighborhood of Montserrat, which is where I am recording and producing this program, in my home studio. And that's where I made also the empanadas, and I show you how to make them on this YouTube video. And the second video was uploaded a little more recently, and it's an overview of some essential, so to speak, books of Argentine literature, of Argentine libraries. Basically, the idea is showing you some books that I have here in my home, which is also where I recorded that clip, that you're very likely to find in many Argentine homes. Argentine classics and comic books, well, I think we did a nice job with Adrian Corol and Juan Pablo Merico, the video editor that's working for Rai. And well, check it out and tell me what you think of that YouTube video. If you want to get in touch with us, remember we've got an email address. That's the fastest way: qslrai@gmail.com. I repeat, qslrai@gmail.com. There you can send also the traditional reception reports that are sent by shortwave listeners. We are receiving them and we are replying them. Speaking of shortwave listening, let me remind you that the DX special that is hosted by Arnaldo Slain is now available as a YouTube program on our YouTube channel, Actualidad DX. That's how you look up for it. And well, if you want to send a reception report, send it to qslrai@gmail.com. We'll reply with a QSL card. On today's program, we'll have a very special surprise, a treat for the listeners of the English language of program, the English language program of Rai Argentina to the World. It's gonna keep it a surprise. And obviously, we'll share the news, and we're going to start right away with that. And we bring you now the news of the week. The Brescian extended the lockdown until June 28th as new cases reach 1,000 per day. Alberto Fernandez announced the country is to be divided into colored zones. The white ones, most of the nation, is for areas with no local circulation of the virus, and they will be able to ease down restrictions and resume activities, whereas the colored zones, such as Buenos Aires City, the biggest hotspot, will uphold the quarantine. Buenos Aires City government to authorize clothing stores and running. Mayor Horacio Rodríguez Larreta insisted that only shops in neighborhoods and not those on big avenues will be allowed to operate. Jogging, biking and strolling will be permitted at night only in order to avoid overlapping with other activities. Runners will not be required to use face masks because it caused suffocation, authorities said. A baby shower sparked an outbreak in a Buenos Aires province city with no cases. A man who undertook a medical procedure in the capital passed on the virus to some people who attended an unauthorized meeting in Necochea, in which almost 30 people caught coronavirus. The baby was born this week and it tested positive for COVID-19. Industrial activity collapsed 33.5% because of coronavirus. The INDEC Statistics Bureau released the figures for the month of April, the first full month under lockdown. The Senate analyzed bills on online sessions and opposition lawmakers quit the discussion. With most legislators participating via streaming, Vice President Cristina Fernández de Kirchner chaired the discussion of presidential decrees, but representatives of the Juntos por el Cambio party protested the agenda included projects that were unrelated to the COVID-19 crisis. Ni Una Menos feminist movement marked 5th anniversary. The slogan, meaning not a single woman less, was first shouted on June 3, 2015, against femicides and has become a symbol of the fight for more equality and against gender violence. In connection with this topic, this week there was an uproar in the country because a prosecutor in the Patagonian province of Chubut called sexual relief a case of gang rape to lower the punishment of 3 young men accused for the crime. He then expressed regret for the choice of words. And these were the news on RAI Argentina to the World. Okay, folks, this is the English language program of RAI Argentina to the World. And now we're going to have a treat. I'm going to have something that I wanted to do for a long time. And it's meeting back on the airwaves with my good friend, my former colleague in RAI, Miriam Turcula, a voice that many RAI listeners are very, very familiar with. Hello, Miriam. How's it going?
How are you, Fer? Such a long time being out of the air. Off the air, rather. Yes.
Yeah, a little more than 2 years since you retired. How's it been going?
Yeah, you're right. Well, as any of us, everybody else in this country and many other places of the world in quarantine, you know. Yes, and doing fine because I haven't stopped working. I'm working, I'm teaching and translating everything online, everything from home. But, trying to do my best out of this situation.
Yeah, you're in lockdown, but not in Buenos Aires City, but outside, a few kilometers away from the capital, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm in Ezeiza right now. And, this is a district which has been closed, really. I mean, as the word means, closed. We cannot leave the district right now. We have many blockades caused by the authorities, and we need a special certificate to go out of this, anywhere. I cannot go back to the capital city. And, but anyway, that doesn't mean anything when you want to work online.
Yeah, of course.
Because, Nothing happens. Besides, there are many places which nowadays are closed as well in the capital city. For example, I work for the Italian consulate, which is closed,
Yes.
but I do lots of translations for people who's applying for the double citizenship, and they have dates to supply the information or the documents in October. So you know there is a lot of work now reaching me, which will be the due date will be in October. So no problem, you can work online perfectly well.
What about the lockdown? I mean, now there are differences now between the capital city, which is where I am. I'm very close to the National Congress in the neighborhood of Montserrat, and you are in Ezeiza, which is near the international airport. And now there are differences between how local authorities are handling the lockdown. What is open and what isn't open in Ezeiza now, first week of June?
I shouldn't tell you this, but many, many stores are open here in this district. Many, many of them. I mean, not only food stores, but clothes and pets and whatever. I mean, whatever you want, you can find it open.
Yeah,
and
clothing
you know
as well?
That I'm. Pardon?
Clothing as well. You can find.
Yes, clothing. Yes, clothing. Yes, clothes as well. Yes. And it's within the district, of course. I mean, you cannot leave, as I said, you cannot leave the district. But within the district, you can go from one place to another and find the shops open. I don't know whether there is the control is just for people going in, I mean, coming into and going out of this district and not within. We don't have many cases here. We don't, I mean, we haven't, we just have only one deceased, one fatality, and the rest, not many people are in hospitals. We have only one hospital and it's less than half covered with patients. So, but anyway, I mean, we don't feel the quarantine, except if we want to leave the place.
Okay, I understand. And you can't come to the capital, as you mentioned, because there are strict
no.
controls between both districts. Miriam,
yes.
I know you've got a daughter. Your daughter has been living in New Zealand for some years. What your daughter is telling you about the situation over there?
New Zealand is supposed to be much better. Yeah, she's much better than the rest of the world. They had practically, they didn't have cases. I mean, I think that they have a very few deaths in the country, and there is no more quarantine now. They can circulate. Yeah, at all. They can circulate freely, taking precautions, as of course. I mean, but practically they go from one place to another. She resumed her work. She went back to office. I think that she goes not every day because she can work from home, but you know that she takes care of handicapped children and she has to visit families, and well, she can do that perfectly well, no problem.
Well,
it's incredible because you know that New Zealand, at least Auckland and Queenstown and those cities, let me tell you, 30%, 40% of the population, if I say it right, I don't know, maybe I'm short of, they are Chinese, Asiatic.
Yeah.
Japanese, Chinese,
Korean.
Indonesians. Yes. So incredibly, I mean, last time I was there, I traveled to Queenstown and the whole plane was Chinese. And incredibly though, I mean, they didn't have so many cases. I mean, what happens is that they had very strict limitations from the very beginning. Early January, you see. So they closed.
They benefited also from being an island in the middle of the Pacific.
Yes. Because Australia had many more cases than New Zealand, many more.
And it's a much larger country.
Yes, it's true.
Miriam, well, she Miriam Turkula, for listeners of RAI, has been the voice of this international station for over a decade. She retired in early 2018. I assume many listeners, long-time listeners of RAI, are thrilled to be able to listen to your voice again. But for a new generation of listeners, we've got many listeners via podcast, via streaming. Why don't you tell us a little bit of your story, your personal story with RAI, when you worked there, how you joined?
Well, I joined RAI in 2003, I believe, 2003, 2004. I can't remember it exactly. But that was my second trial, because the first one was in 1982, you know, or 1980. Yeah, 1982, I'm right. And at that time, well, I was younger, much younger. And for obvious reasons of my personality, I had a sort of argument.
To put it mildly.
Yes, during the entrance exam. Yes, yeah? So I could not get in RAI at that time. And then I tried years later. I was told that there was a vacancy there. And, well, no problem. And, well, when I entered to, I mean, when I started working at RAI, Tony was on the air.
Tony Middleton. And,
yes. And you know that he had many followers,
yeah.
Fans and followers, yes. So I worked many years with him, and then he retired, and you came to RAI.
2008.
Yeah, that was 2008.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I left in 2018. Well, but then you left me because you deserted me. You went to work somewhere else.
No,
you
I didn't.
Left me at- Yes,
we just stopped doing the show together at the first during my first years.
Yes,
we co-hosted an hour long program, one per day.
Uh huh.
And then I changed my time schedule and I started working a night shift and doing a night show. And you kept the day
That's
show.
That's it. That's it. Yes. So well, you deserted my microphone in the end. Yes, and you went to work in the night shift. That's right. But there was I mean, it was fun working together during the same shift, and then that was something that I really missed, and I think that that our listeners also missed, because we had some sort of conversations or arguments, not arguments, but discussions. Yes, mm-hmm. Discussions
yeah.
on the air.
Yeah,
regarding words and I don't know. Yes.
Yeah.
And ways of saying things.
Yeah,
and
yeah. One of the biggest challenges I remember when co-hosting with you was attempting to translate tango lyrics. You never wanted to do that, and you said that is impossible to translate. Don't go there, and I would go there nonetheless.
Yes, it's true.
Very good.
Well,
memories.
But that is the yes. That's not something that happens only when you go go off live.
Yeah.
If you don't go live, it's impossible. But then, well, that's then I left the radio in 2018. I could have stayed, but it was more convenient. I mean, I could have stayed, but many people at the age I had at that, I mean, at the age I had at that moment, of course, it was logical that I had to leave my work
mm-hmm.
and give room to more young people.
Do you miss radio? Do you miss doing radio?
I miss the radio I used to make when I was there, but things have changed a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't miss the present status of the radio. I mean, the quarantine and working out of the studio, and I don't miss that. I miss the time I was there.
Yeah. Regular, normal life, pre-pandemic times.
Yeah.
Pre-pandemic radio.
Yeah. Yes, that's it. Pre-pandemic. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Miriam, this has been certainly a blast. I have wanted. This is the first time we're sharing the airwaves, I think, for many years, because when you retired in early 2018, we were about to resume our airwaves partnership, and then you deserted me. So, well, this has been kind of a payback, a treat.
I really. Yeah, I really regret that because we had plans to go back together on the air, and well, nothing happened.
Well,
things changed, but and well, that was our last possibility.
No problem, but it was good for you, and I'm happy for you, Miriam. Thank you very much for this, and I hope you you stay safe, and we are able to get back together soon.
Yeah. Yes, yes, sure, no problem. Thank you for calling me. And well, I'm in quarantine, so I'm here anytime.
Okay. Thank you. That was Miriam Turcula, former host of RAI Argentina to the World in English and also in Spanish. And I think you also did another language once. It's the Italian or French once, at least once.
Yeah, well, I used to gather Italian when the old hosts retired.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a record. That's a record. Three languages on RAI.
And I also cover some programs of French.
Well, four languages. That's certainly a record nobody's going to break at the station.
Yes, I remember that.
Thank you, Miriam.
That's it. Thank you, Fer. Have a nice day.
All the best.
All the best to you, too.
Well, that was Miriam Turcula, the host of the English language program of RAI Argentina to the World for 15 years. I hope you enjoyed that reunion with my former colleague and my good friend Miriam as much as I did. Okay, we're going to listen now to a little bit of music before signing off. And I mentioned during the news that this week was the anniversary of the Ni Una Menos, Not a Single Woman Less rally that emerged in June 2015. And it became kind of a flag, a very, very popular hashtag to express and signify the fight for more gender equality, and especially against femicides and all forms of male violence. Since the movement emerged in 2015, awareness has been improving regarding gender issues. And in connection with that, we're gonna play a song that is usually heard in feminist rallies here in Argentina. It's one of the first that were sung by women in their gatherings, in the marches. It's not a recent song. It's from the early 2000s. A song by Spanish Senga, Bebe, that is called Malo. And we're gonna play it now on RAI Argentina to the World.
Apareciste una noche fría, un olor a tabaco sucio y a ginebra. El miedo ya me recorría mientras cruzaba los deditos tras la puerta. Tu carita de niño guapo se la ha ido comiendo el tiempo por tu vena. Inseguridad machita se refleja cada día en mi lagrimita. Una vez más no, por favor, que estoy cansada y no puedo con el corazón. Una vez más no, mi amor, por favor, no grites que los niños duermen. Una vez más no, por favor, que estoy cansada y no puedo con el corazón. Una vez más no, mi amor, por favor, no grites que los niños duermen. Voy a volverme como el fuego, voy a quemar tu puño de acero y del morado de mis mejillas sacárralo pa' cobrarme las heridas. Malo, malo, malo eres, no se daña quien se quiere, no. Tonto, tonto, tonto eres, no te pienses mejor que las mujeres. Malo, malo, malo eres, no se daña quien se quiere, no. Tonto, tonto, tonto eres, no te pienses mejor que las mujeres. y la penita de mi corazón yo me la tengo que tragar con el fogón. Mi carita de niña linda se ha ido envejeciendo en el silencio. Cada vez que me dices puta se hace tu cerebro más pequeño. Una vez más no, por favor, estoy cansada y no puedo con el corazón. Una vez más no, mi amor, por favor, no grites que los niños duermen. Una vez más no, por favor, estoy cansada y no puedo con el corazón. Una vez más no, mi amor, por favor, no grites que los niños duermen. Voy a volverme como el fuego, voy a quemar tu puño de acero y del morado de mi mejilla saldrá el balón pa' cobrarme las heridas. Malo, malo, malo eres, no se daña quien se quiere, no. Tonto, tonto, tonto eres, no te pienses mejor que las mujeres. Malo, malo, malo eres, no se daña quien se quiere, no. Tonto, tonto, tonto eres, no te pienses mejor que las mujeres.
You're mean, you're mean. You're not supposed to hurt the people that you love. Don't think you're better than women. That's basically what Bebe, this Spanish singer, says in her song. And as I told you, we have chosen this song for this week's program because it's a new anniversary, the fifth anniversary of the Ni Una Menos feminist movement that transcended Argentine borders, and it became a very strong slogan, hashtag and flag and symbol around the world to raise awareness about more, the need for more gender equality and the need to continue fighting against gender violence in all its forms. That's Bebe with Malo. And with that, with that song, we come to the end of this week's edition of Rai Argentina to the World in English, a program that I have recorded here at my home studio in the neighborhood of Montserrat in Buenos Aires, as the lockdown because of the COVID-19 pandemic continues, especially in Buenos Aires, which is the biggest hotspot for coronavirus. It's where most cases have been confirmed. And that's why many people, including Raya staff, continues to work from home. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Fernando Farias, and this is Rai Argentina to the World in English. You can listen to the program online on raya.com.ar, on YouTube, and also via WRMI Miami Radio International. Have a good week, stay safe, and all the best.